Good evening. Here's your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, December 22nd. In local news, the Paonia Board of Trustees held a special meeting Wednesday night with the purpose of discussing the hiring of a full-time town administrator. The trustees went into executive session for at least the fifth time to discuss the subject and talked for over 2 hours. No decision was made. Two candidates for the job have dropped out, leaving three candidates for the board to choose from. The Grand Junction Police Department announced that Chief John Camper has been recognized by the Colorado Information Sharing Consortium for his leadership in creating statewide centralized access to criminal justice records for agencies across Colorado. Since 2005, when Chief Camper was a division chief for the Lakewood Police Department, he was one of many law enforcement representatives who led the initiative to streamline the process of information sharing among public safety agencies around the state by forming the Colorado Information Sharing Consortium, which has grown to 56 member agencies today. Starting January 1st at Crawford State Park, you can check out, at no charge, ice fishing kits and give the sport a try. Ice fishing is growing in popularity in western Colorado, and Colorado Parks and Wildlife wants to make it easy for people to try this great outdoor activity. The park owns four kits, and each includes the basic equipment necessary to get started. Four rods designed for ice fishing, tackle, an ice scoop, depth finder, and an ice auger upon request. That's enough gear for a whole family or a group of friends. The kits were purchased by Parks and Wildlife using a grant from the Foundation for Colorado State Parks. If you want to take advantage of the opportunity, go to the park's office during regular business hours on weekdays and weekends. You must possess a valid Colorado fishing license. All equipment must be used at the park and returned at the end of the day. Parks and Wildlife reminds everyone that whenever venturing onto ice, to use caution, bring a partner, and always drill test holes to determine ice thickness. It is recommended that ice be 4 inches thick to be considered safe. Each angler should carry a cell phone, wear a life jacket, and carry ice safety picks and 50 feet of rope. Stay away from cracks, pressure ridges, and slushy or darker areas that indicate areas of thin ice. Christmas time is full of songs and stories of shepherds in the fields heading to Bethlehem to see a newborn baby. But all is not so bright for Colorado's migrant shepherds. Eric Galatis has more.
Each year, some 300 men, mostly from South America, are recruited for work virtually no American wants to do, tending to sheep and other livestock around the clock on Colorado's ranches and rangelands. Ignacio Alvarado came to the U.S. from Chile on a special H-2A visa in the 1990s. He says the conditions facing workers, including substandard wages, housing and food, lack of access to health care, and harassment from ranchers, prompted him to become an advocate.
And the way that they would treat the workers, when you first showed up, your first time appearing on the ranch, the rancher would immediately start abusing you in English, and you didn't understand any English.
Shepherds working 24/7 used to get a base pay of $750 a month, but after a hard-won fight, last year the U.S. Department of Labor raised that wage to $1,200. Alvarado says that's still less than $3 an hour. Ranchers argue that while herders are on call around the clock, actual hours worked are less than 48 per week, and they also get free room and board. During his years of herding, Alvarado says he was only able to talk to his family back in Chile around the Christmas holiday. He says he lived alone for months at a time with no running water, toilet, or shower, and no place to wash his clothes. He notes since then, some ranchers have made improvements.
But others are still using the old trailers that were old in 1990. Some of them had holes in them, and there were mice living inside them. So in order to live in them, they used duct tape to close up holes.
Alvarado is now 58 and shares a bungalow with his wife Dora in a small town on the western slope. He says he'll continue reaching out to shepherds in Colorado's fields to listen to their stories, deliver supplies like food if needed, and make sure they know their rights as workers. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection. This story was originally reported by Kristen Jones for the Colorado Trust. Find out more at coloradotrust.org.
Snow, cold, wind, a lack of food. Those are just some of the difficult conditions that Colorado's wildlife face during the winter. People may also cause problems for wild critters, in Colorado Parks and Wildlife asks residents to avoid disturbing wildlife during the cold weather months. Throughout Colorado, Parks and Wildlife and other land management agencies restrict access to areas with high concentrations of wintering big game. These winter range areas are critical for the animal's survival. Colorado Parks and Wildlife Public Information Officer Joe Lewandowski spoke to KVNF News on Thursday.
We have closures on our state wildlife areas in the Montrose area, and they are clearly marked with closed signs. Most of them are closed through April 30th. Basically, the reason is that while animals are able to find a lot of food, you know, during the warm months in the fall and the spring, come wintertime, they're living off their fat reserves that they've managed to accumulate during the summer. And animals lose weight throughout the wintertime, and they can lose 20 to 30% of their body weight. And obviously, they can't come in at night, and they're basically just struggling to survive. They're living in a starvation mode. And any sort of disturbance from people will get them running or moving, and then they're burning calories that they will need later in the winter. A lot of times, deer and elk look pretty good this time of year because they're still pretty fat. The problems really come later in the winter, in February, March, and April. That's when they've really expended a lot of their reserves. There's not much food available, and that's when a lot of animals just kind of keel over and have to give it up after their reserves have run out.
Some people are also tempted to feed big game, but putting out food for big game is illegal.
The food that's provided to deer and elk and bighorns is hay. That's people feed to livestock. Big game animals' digestive systems change a little bit during as they go into the winter time, and they might be able to nibble some of that stuff during the warmer months, but as they're digestive system shifts, they can't eat that kind of food. They're more set up to eat, you know, really dry, really a lot of shrubs and things like that. And it's basically too rich for them. Every year we get deer especially, and bighorns too, will eat some hay. Someone will feed them some hay, and they can't digest it, and they die. And so, like I said, they have stored up fat. They kind of know what to eat to give them a little bit of nutrition on the winter range, and that's the best food for them. Carrots or hay or anything like that is not good for wildlife.
And that was your regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.